Thumbs now as we near the conclusion. Here's Bruce.
My thumb is up to Luol Deng of the Miami Heat. Deng, one of the most respected players in the NBA, was the subject of a racist scouting report originating in Cleveland that said Deng has a little African in him and compared him to a respectable shopkeeper who sells counterfeit goods. It was leaked amid an Atlanta Hawks ownership war, and that revelation has torn the franchise apart. The owner is selling, and general manager Danny Ferry, who read it aloud, is on indefinite leave. Deng's reaction, though, was perfect. He issued a statement that struck exactly the correct tone and included Deng saying, "I'm proud to say I actually have a lot of African in me, not just a little." He showed pride, strength, and grace. In this wretched week for sports, we needed that.
Amen. Here's Steve.
My thumb is up to Minnesota Wild owner Craig Leopold for offering to fly anyone in his organization to Saturday's funeral of Bob Sutter, the first Miracle on Ice player to pass away. It wasn't just that Sutter did some work for the Wild or was the father of Minnesota star defenseman Ryan Sutter. It was who he was in the hockey world and what he represented that mattered so much. Unlike his son and his brother Gary, Bob Sutter never played an NHL game. After the gold medal win in Lake Placid, he moved home to Wisconsin, opened up a sporting goods business, was involved in community, coached kids hockey. Among the non-family members he influenced, Phil and Amanda Kessel. Bob Sutter was only 57 years old. The heart attack that took him too soon came in a hockey arena.
Michael.
And my thumb is up to Saku Koivu, who never got his name engraved on the Stanley Cup, but whose signature is on something of even more value, a PET scanner at Montreal General Hospital. Koivu retired this week after an end-of-career turn in Anaheim, but he will be remembered as the long-serving captain of the Canadiens, overcoming non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and returning to the most thunderous ovation since Rocket Richard closed the Forum. Koivu was a lightning rod for criticism. He never did learn French, but deeds are more significant than words. He and his foundation bought the diagnostic machine that has helped thousands of cancer-stricken Montrealers. That is a proud legacy.
I sympathize with the NHL, but my thumb is down for the NHL's continuing inability to write an understandable rule that covers a goal scored when a puck goes into the net off an attacking player's skate. I sympathize because what the NHL wants to do can't be done. It wants a rule that says some goals off skates should count and others shouldn't. So the latest attempt requires, quote, more demonstrable video evidence of a distinct kicking motion to wipe out a goal or to uphold the call of no goal. This would be okay if we ever knew what the level of demonstrable evidence was previously. Then we could identify more of it when we see more of it in the coming season. There's a concern that a rule that allows all goals off skates would create wild attempts to kick at pucks in the crease. In fact, that is possible anywhere else on the ice and is not regarded as any sort of problem. The kicked goal is, and always will be, until it no longer exists.